Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest today is John Lee of the WYPR reporting staff. John, you've been covering the Baltimore County Executive, Kevin Kamenetz. He was sworn into a second term last week, and you're telling me he struck kind of an interesting tone at his inauguration.
Yeah, I think so. At his inauguration last week, Kamenetz didn't mention Ferguson, Missouri by name, but it was clear it was on his mind. He said he wants to lay the groundwork for Baltimore County to be more inclusive. And I found that pretty interesting because Kamenetz, I think, is known as a nuts and bolts kind of guy. And he'll tell you that at the end of the day, what people want from their government is public safety, good schools, they want the potholes filled, and they want it done without raising taxes. So at his inaugural, he unveiled perhaps a loftier goal for his second term. He said he wants to be more than just a county executive with an adroit hand with the ledger. Those are his words. He wants a more inclusive county where all residents feel they're being treated fairly.
Now, Kevin Kamenetz is not exactly known for being warm and fuzzy. So how does he plan to accomplish that?
Well, he says it's already happening. I talked with him about it a few days after the inaugural, and he said there was a big push in his first term to make the county workforce more diverse, and that will continue. He says it's obvious that across the country there are problems between the police and the people, and Kamenetz said it's really important to have diversity in the ranks of police and fire, the first responders. Kamenetz said the community will have more confidence in their actions. They reflect the diversity of the community. And unlike Ferguson, Kamenetz said Baltimore County has a large, well-trained police force that's prepared to handle a diverse population.
Now, sometimes we don't think of Baltimore County being all that diverse, but apparently it's getting more diverse, right?
Oh, yeah, it's changing. In 2000, 74% of the population was white. By the 2010 census, that was down to 64%. The African-American population grew in that time. The 2010 census pegged it at 26%, and Kamenetz says it's gone up a little since then, and he expects the Hispanic population to grow in the years ahead. Now, if you look at Baltimore County's council, 6 out of 7 members are white. The police and fire chiefs, both white. County executive himself is white. But Kamenetz says he, of course, was elected, as well as the county council members. And he says at the end of the day, the department heads are picked for their qualifications. He added that when he took office, 22% of department heads were African American. Kamenetz says that now stands at 40%.
And his Kevin Kamenetz's reelection may put him in a pretty good position for the future.
That's right. The Republican wave that swept the country on Election Day hit Baltimore County as well. GOP picked up seats on the county council and in the state legislature. But Kamenetz is a Democrat, and he was reelected with 56% of the vote. He's been mentioned as a possible candidate for governor next cycle. Kamenetz could also run for other statewide offices using his leadership of a purple county as a selling point to moderate voters.
All right, John, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For John Lee, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.